In this episode, I'm giving you 3 actionable tips that you can take right now to start controlling your life, taking your power back, escape average, you look around.
Welcome to the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel, powered by Crown for Success, the largest women's empowerment network for soulful CEOs on social media. We are a coaching business that mentors and motivates women to reach their highest potential in business and mindset mastery. Each one of our episodes will share valuable tips, resources, interviews, and empowering information that will help boss ladies design a life and business they're crazy as fuck about.
Hey, girlfriend, welcome back to the Passionate Life podcast. So today we're going to be talking about how you can be the CEO of your life. This is so important. If you want to live a passionate life, if you want to create a life that you absolutely love, you have to just own up to it. You are the CEO. No one is coming to save you. No one is going to tell you what to do. This isn't school. This isn't an employer-employee situation where your employer tells you what to do and you do it. No, you are in charge of your life. And if you want to live one that feels true and authentic to you, and that's very passionate, then you need to start taking ownership of your life. In this episode, I'm giving you 3 actionable tips that you can take right now to start controlling your life, taking your power back, escape average. You look around, you see the types of life that everyone has. Is that the type of life you want to have? Most people are going through life very passionless. They're just going to work or doing things because they've been told to do it, because they just need money to pay the bills. They're just living average. If you want to escape average and live life on your own terms, then you need to start taking ownership. And I'm going to be giving you 3 actionable tips today. So the first one is take responsibility for everything in your life. A lot of times we give our power away when we start blaming other people or circumstances for the things that are happening to us. We are giving power away. Subconsciously, our mind is thinking, okay, yeah, I'm really powerless because Z just blamed her mom for the degree that she got that's useless. Z just blamed her friend for the fact that she lashed out at her. She said it's her friend's fault. And so your brain takes all of that and really internalizes it and says, yeah, that's right. It's not my fault. So then you're giving away your power. So one thing that you're going to do right now, if you're sitting, get a paper and a pen and think about what is it in your life that you have complained about recently, or something that's really bothering you right now. Maybe it's that annoying friend that you have that just won't leave you alone. Maybe your mom just keeps forcing you to go on dates when you just want to be single. Whatever it is, think about something that's really bothering you, right? Write that down and then take ownership of that situation. The fact that your mom keeps forcing you to go on dates when you don't want to, that's partly your fault. Yes, she's saying those things and that's her responsibility, but it's your fault that it's annoying you. Have you stood up to her? Have you told her, Mom, I don't want to hear this. If you're going to keep saying this, I'm not going to call you anymore. I'm not going to visit you anymore. There's so many things you can do. You are in control of the things that happen to you. Or your friend. If your friend keeps annoying you and you don't want to be friends with her anymore, instead of getting annoyed, maybe you need to have a real conversation with her and tell her, you know, I think our friendship has evolved. Maybe we shouldn't talk as much. So write down that one thing that is really bothering you, something that you've been complaining about lately, and then take your power back. The truth is, you are always in charge of everything that happens to you. I know you might think, no, that's not true. What if I walk out the door and something falls on my head? But take that responsibility that you chose to walk out that door at that exact second. You could have stayed home, or you could have not opened that door, right? So you always have a responsibility and a role to play. And this isn't about blaming yourself. This is about taking ownership and saying, that's it. I am not going to blame anything else for anything that happens to me, anyone else, any circumstance. And I'm going to take that ownership, and I'm going to do things differently because this is my life and I am in control of it. No one can tell me how to live my life. And I want you to be really, really honest here. I can already hear you saying, Z, that's not true. There's so many things, that bad things that happen, and why would I blame myself for that or say that it's my fault? Again, this isn't about blame. This is about getting in the mindset of taking ownership of things. It's when you start blaming other people, it starts with small things. It might be, oh, I lost $5 in a bet, and then I'm going to blame my friend because she made me place that bet, right? Those are really small things. It starts with the small things, and then pretty soon you've lost control of your whole life and you're blaming other people. That puts you in a victim position. Whether it was your friend that forced you to do it. I mean, your friend didn't have a gun to your head telling you to place that bet, right? It was still ultimately your choice. You need to take ownership of everything. Now, I hear people saying, well, taxes aren't my choice. There's things that really aren't my choice. And yes, when it comes down to it, everything is your choice. You could not pay taxes. Yes, there'll be consequences to that, but you choose to pay taxes. You choose to go to work. You could just quit your job and sit at home. No one's stopping you. There's no job police that's going to come and take you to jail for not going to work. No, but there are consequences. Then you can't pay your rent. Then you can't afford food. So yes, there are consequences, but ultimately the actions are up to you. You are responsible for everything that you do in your life. And I want you to start taking ownership of that. Anytime you catch yourself complaining, do this exercise. Write down what you're complaining about or who you're blaming, and then look for your responsibility in that and take your power back. This is really powerful. The second thing is to accept the fact that every single person has an opinion. And that's not your problem. Just like the opinions you have about other people, that's not their problem. Your opinions are your problem. Their opinions are their problem. So when you catch yourself trying to act in ways based on what other people will think of you, you're again giving your power away. You are trying to create a life that's authentic to you, a passionate life. A life that you love. And this is about you. And every single person in the world has the right to do the same. You're not trying to hurt anyone, take anyone's rights away. You're not being unethical. You are just trying to live a life that feels authentic to you. So other people's opinions do not matter in this, because their opinions are going to be in relation to their own thinking of what their dream life looks like. And that has nothing to do with you. Just like when you have opinions about other people, what your friend from high school is wearing in that picture, that is based on your values, your opinions, your idea of what it means to be authentically you. And your friend in that picture, that's hers. So your opinion is your problem, and other people's opinions or their problems has nothing to do with you. So I want you to think about, when was the last time that you wanted to do something, but you stopped yourself saying, oh, what would my mom think of me if I did this? What would my significant other say if I took on this type of job, right? Whatever it is. What was the last time, when was the last time that you truly wanted to do something that felt authentic to you, something that brought you joy, but then you stopped to think about, oh, what will so and so think about me? Think about that, write that down, and then right underneath it, write, their opinion is not my problem. This isn't about you going around being mean to people. This is about the people that you love understanding that this is what makes you happy, and you understanding that other people's opinions are not your problem. I'm not saying go around being mean to everyone, yelling at everyone, telling them that's not my problem. You can think whatever you want. No, I'm asking you to reconsider the fact that you are stopping yourself from doing the things that bring you joy simply because you're worried about other people's opinions. I'm going to tell you this really short, quick story that someone told me years ago, and I've carried it with me, and I always remember this. So there's a family, parents and a child walking across the desert with a camel. It's a really hot day. And they have some bags with them, some baggage that they're carrying. So the dad gets on the camel, and he's on the camel, and then the mom and the child are walking next to them. They pass a group of observers, and they hear the observers saying, oh, I can't believe that the dad is on the camel and he's letting the women just walk in the scorching heat. He should be getting off the camel and the mom should be on the camel. So the dad hears this and starts feeling really bad. He's like, yeah, they're right. He gets off the camel and then the mom gets on the camel. And then they pass another group of observers and they hear him saying, I can't believe that one of the parents, I can't believe the mom is on the camel. What about the daughter? It's scorching hot outside and she's a little girl. I can't believe it. She needs to be on that camel. So she feels bad and she gets off and they put the daughter on the camel. And then as they're passing by another group of observers, they hear them saying, whoa, I can't believe that the daughter's on the camel. The parents are much older. They should be on the camel. What is happening? And so the parents hear that and they're thinking, okay, what can we do? What should we do? They take the daughter off and instead they put their bags on the camel. They're like, okay, it'll be easier for us to walk when the bags are on the camel. They pass another group of observers and they hear them saying, oh, they're so stupid. Why would they put their bags on the camel and they're walking in this heat? They should all be on the camel. So then the dad's thinking, this is a great idea. Why didn't we think of this? They all get on the camel. And as they're passing by another group of observers, they hear them saying, wow, these people are heartless. In the scorching heat, they're all on this camel. This camel's gonna die. Okay, moral of the story, no matter what you do, people will have an opinion. Did you see how any combination that this family chose, someone had something to say? And this will be the case for you. Every single time you make a decision, anything you do in your life, this will always be the case. Maybe you won't hear about the opinions. Maybe sometimes you will, but everyone will always have an opinion. So you need to remember that every single person has an opinion and that's not your problem. And in return, you have to not judge other people because your opinion is your problem. All right. Now, the third one is, and I think this is very, very important. The first two were important also, but this one's very important. Know what you want. In order for you to really take ownership of your life and live a passionate life, a life that's authentic to you, you need to know what you want. And if you don't know what you want right now, that's okay. Most people have not asked themselves. I sure hadn't when I was first starting this journey. I had no idea what I wanted. I did what my parents told me they wanted what's best for me. They told me to go to school, get good grades, what degrees to get. And that's great because they wanted me to have a good future, a good life. But I never knew what I wanted. I did all of that and I realized that I'm very unfulfilled. Though I have a great paying job, I've moved up in the corporate world, I don't feel successful. So I didn't know what I wanted. This is really essential in you taking control of your life. You need to figure out what you want. Make it your primary goal to figure out what you want. Don't worry about the how. The how limits you. You think, how is that possible? I can't do that. So you dismiss what you want. Don't worry about the how for now. We're going to make it your primary goal to figure out the what. What is it that you want? Really start asking yourself this question. And right now, start right now. Sit down, take a paper and pen, put pen to paper. Amazing things happen in your brain. This is scientifically proven. When you write with your own handwriting, neurons connect differently in your mind. So take a piece of paper, ask yourself, what do I want? And if you don't know the answer, just write down the first thing that comes to your mind. This is going to be something that you're going to keep doing. That's what I did. The first time I asked myself that question, I wrote down one sentence. I hate my job. Well, that's what came to mind, right? A few hours later, I came back to that piece of paper and then I wrote something else. I want to be doing something where I'm helping women. That's all that came to mind. Then the next day I came back to it and there was more and more. I don't want to work for anyone. I don't want to have to have a schedule that I go to work from 9 to 5, that I have to ask someone to take a day off. And slowly, as I kept asking myself, what do I want? What do I want? I poured everything out. And now every time I do this, I ask myself, I'm very clear on what I want, and I can just write for pages and pages and pages, and I'm clear. It starts with just asking yourself the question. And if you really feel like you're totally stuck and can't think of anything, ask yourself, what do I not want? Most of the time, we know what we don't want because we're wired to avoid pain, not as much to get joy, but more to avoid pain. So if you can ask yourself, what don't I want? That will be easier to answer. And then the opposite will be what you want. So sit down, ask yourself what you want, make it your primary goal for today or the next week to figure out what it is that you want. That's the only way you're going to take control of your life and be the CEO is when you are clear on what you want. Think about it. You can't put something in your GPS when you don't know where you're going. If you get in your car and you sit down and you say, okay, GPS, tell me where to go, it can't tell you anything. You need to tell it where you want to go. Then it will show you the how. So once you figure out the what, the universe is going to show you the how. You're going to get little opportunities. Your mind's going to be open up to what you want, and you're going to see all these opportunities. So don't worry about the how. Really get clear on what you want. This is really essential, and it's at the core of my teachings. I teach getting clear, really clear on what you want. And there's no shame with starting out murky and not knowing. That's how I started. It was clear as mud in the beginning. And slowly, as I asked myself that question, I got more and more clear. All right, so three things. Let's recap real quick to be the CEO of your life, escape average, take your power back. These are the three things. First, take responsibility for everything in your life, every single thing. Doesn't matter if it wasn't your fault, doesn't matter if it was outside of your control, just take responsibility. The second one is accept the fact that everyone has an opinion, and so do you, and their opinion is not your problem, and your opinion is not their problem. And the third one is to really get clear on what it is that you want. And I gave you exercises for all three. Make sure you sit and you actually do them. They're powerful and they're going to change your life. And if you want to learn how you can create a life that you love, I have a free training. It's a 4-step process and a workbook that you work through to help you start living a life that you love. You can get that absolutely free at zinajarian.com/dream life.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel powered by Crown for Success. Please tune in next week for another episode, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at RVPQueens, at The Girl Gang Confidential, at Crown for Success, at Strong Women Are Beautiful, and of course, at Boss Ladies Mindset.